This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ew.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on into the show. Username here is lrn.fm, so feel free to hop on board and get your thoughts out on whatever you darn well please. Want to welcome a brand new affiliate on board, KZLS AM 1640, The Eagle in Enid, Oklahoma. So welcome.
I would make an eagle sound right now if I could really pull it off.
I don't think I've got one of my sound effects. That's close enough.
I don't know.
So welcome aboard, our listeners in Enid. And if you're listening to Free Talk Live for the first time, then you probably are going to hear something a little bit different. Free Talk Live differs from the regular talk radio fare in that the viewpoint on the show is unusual. We take a pro-freedom or a pro-liberty viewpoint on the issues, not one of those Republican or Democrat talking point shows here. That's not what you'll find with Free Talk Live. And we really do have open phones every single night here on the show. Now, if you're listening in Enid, you're probably only hearing us, I think, on Saturday nights at this point. But we do the show 7 nights a week. And you can call in anytime you want, 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. So if you're listening in delay on a radio station, just call us during regular hours and bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Now, obviously, we're going to come to the table with stuff to talk about. And we've certainly done that here tonight. Gender-open restrooms. If we get a chance, we can talk about that. Choco pies being flown into North Korea. What that's all about, we'll explain. And, Mark, you have something that I think some people are going to find fairly controversial about sports players and rap stars making fun of somebody who has some kind of a disorder.
Yeah. So Shaquille O'Neal, most people know who that guy is, Dr. Yep. O'Neal. And
is a doctor now?
I believe he is. Yes.
Of what?
I think he's education.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
So, and rapper, I believe he's not a doctor, so whack a flock of flame. And they just got hit with lawsuits for reposting a photo of a man with a rare genetic disorder and mocking his appearance.
Mm.
Jamal Binion posted a selfie back in April, which Shaq and Waka eventually reposted with mean-spirited captions, clearly making fun of the man's face. Jamal suffers from a disorder called, I'm not the doctor, hypohidrotic ectodermal dysplasia.
Oh, my.
It causes, like, hair follicles not to grow, and, you know, he doesn't have teeth. He has a couple of, like, teeth buds mm-hmm. that are kind of funny-shaped, and some facial disformities and that kind of thing. So as we reported once, Shaq found out about Jamal's condition. He took down the post, got in touch with Jamal, and apologized. He tweeted, "Hey, made a new friend today. When I called and apologized to Jamal Binion, great dude, hashtag always learning, hashtag my bad cuz." Jamal has now filed a defamation suit also against Shaq Walker.
So Jamal didn't believe it. He didn't think Shaq was being honest.
I don't know. I mean, you can come up with whatever conclusion you want to come to. I honestly believe Shaq didn't want to get ramifications for, you know, he probably felt terrible. I would imagine he felt bad once he's like, oh, this isn't just an ugly guy who didn't brush his teeth.
Would that be all right to make fun of somebody because they weren't diseased and they just had had some sort of disorder just because they were ugly by nature?
Well, I think if you don't have, some people lose their teeth for not brushing, right? Uh-huh. And let me ask you this. We're all learning, right? One of the ways we learn is bad examples of bad behavior. Should you not point out examples of bad behavior? One of the things we do with my son is his grandpa has false teeth.
Yeah.
And his grandpa will do this too. We'll say, you don't want to end up like grandpa and not have any teeth. You want to brush your teeth.
Sure, right. Sure.
Now,
that's different from making fun of the way somebody looks, right? To to use an example from real life of somebody who's had a hard time, had a tough life, and say, look, son, there's, you know, somebody who had a difficult life. It's these might have been the mistakes that they made. Maybe they drank too much or they smoked too much or whatever, didn't spend their money wisely. That's different than poking fun at the person saying, look, isn't that person ugly? Ha, 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 ha. It's what they look like. And then, you know, doing stuff like that. That's not cool.
I'm not saying it's cool. Right. And I wouldn't claim that it was. But I would claim that it's your right.
And it's your right. But is it somehow more of a right because somebody doesn't have a disease?
You know, I think that people, yeah, people look down on.
A diseased person has a special protection from being made fun of?
Yes, they do, because they're born with it, as opposed to somebody who's not, who's, it's the ramifications of their actions. I mean, you know, what do you think about
that? I think
it's
inappropriate to make fun of either person, regardless of what their life circumstances or what choices.
You're
going to
come down on the side that you don't think that it's okay to make fun of anybody for anything, right?
Yeah, I think it's pretty rude. Right. Yeah, I mean, you treat people as you want to be treated.
So I understand what you're coming from.
Four eyes?
I got it. I'm old. I wear glasses, yeah. No doubt. I've got big ears, too.
Mm-hmm. You can't see them. You've got headphones on right now.
Indeed. So, but that's beside the point. I think you kind of have to be able to deal with that. Secondly, you know, what kind of defamation suit should I get because you just called me Four Eyes? I think it's ridiculous.
Nothing. I'm not saying that you should be able to sue.
Right.
I don't think this young man should be able to sue, as rude as Shaq and whoever these other characters were might have been.
I haven't gotten the call from Shaquille O'Neal, and I think that's worth something. This guy did get one. So
why is it worth something to get a call from somebody who played basketball and who was rude to you on the internet?
Well, the guy clearly, he cared enough to pick up the telephone.
It was a nice touch. I mean, you got to give him that. He certainly didn't have to do that.
I don't know that Utah Jazz guard Trey Burke picked up the phone and gave the man a call.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But Wacko Flocka Flame, I'm not certain that that's true. What's that?
Send him a free CD.
Right, that's something. Yes, I would say that that people that are their looks are a result of their actions are more likely to be held up for ridicule, and I suppose that's more justified than somebody who is just sort of born that way. You know, this poor guy is born the way he was born, and there's nothing he can do about it. Somebody who, I don't know, played chicken with a train and ended up messed up. Hey kids, here's the reason you don't do that crap.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that. And I think that's sort of natural, and maybe that's good for the human race to point out that, hey, you don't make bad decisions because bad decisions have bad ramifications.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, like you said, people have had bad times and their stories can be instructive. If we pay attention to the experience of others, hopefully we can learn from those experiences and not have to repeat them in our own lives. I mean, there's no doubt that one can extract value from that, but that's not... That doesn't have anything to do with making fun of somebody, which is what this story is about. There's the picture. I've seen this. I see this picture, Mark. I think you're going to link to it or link to an article. Does it include the picture?
I have a couple of articles that include the picture.
You'll link to it on our Facebook profile and Twitter and Google Plus. You can see this for yourself. I mean, it's very juvenile. What Shaq did is, I don't know, what is he, in his 40s, 50s now? He's not a young man.
I would say he's in his 40s, would be my guess.
This is the sort of thing, I mean, the picture that you see here with Shaq kind of jutting out his front teeth and looking like a silly face.
But do you see the guy's, his teeth out too? So, I mean, he's clearly not trying to hide
teeth.
Well, his little teeth buds.
Yeah, but...
He's clearly not trying to hide them, I mean, he's at least showing them to somebody for some reason. Right?
I'm not talking
about
the
kid. Condition.
I'm not talking about the kid's picture. I'm talking about Shaq and how juvenile this is. This is something I would expect to see out of a 10-year-old. Or a
settlement should be?
Nothing.
Well, probably he's probably going to get something at this point with the
what
the
is
court the system,
suit? What is the suit for?
$25,000.
But for what is the claim that he hurt his feelings? I mean, what
yeah,
is
basically.
Well, I think that's ridiculous. I think that the suit should be thrown completely out. I mean, I don't support what Shaq did. I think that what he did was rude, and I don't think people should do that. But I also don't think it's a crime. I don't think it's a tort. I don't
that's
think this kid's got a claim.
That it is a tort. So, anyway, that's what it says. The defendant...
What is his standing?
NBA star's apology could not undo the emotional damage his offensive communication had inflicted on Binion, according to his lawyer. The defendant's communications clearly implied that the plaintiff was an appropriate object of mockery, ridicule, and shame. The defendant's communications had the effect of lowering the plaintiff's reputation in the eyes of those who respected the views and opinions.
Should this guy be able to sue Shaquille O'Neal for making fun of him? What are your thoughts? 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. Take control here on the Live Saturday Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world. Attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money. Access a vast library of books and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help. Help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 1st, 2014, gold opened at $1,295.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,342.50, $671.25 for a half ounce, or $335.63 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,342.50, $671.25, $335.63.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Dial on in toll free here. It is the Live Saturday edition. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that we share with you on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username is lrn.fm. And if you've been thinking about getting a Bitcoin wallet, you should do what over a million people have done, or at least presumably a million people. At least a million wallets have been opened up at blockchain.info or blockchain.com. Actually, it's really easy if you've got a smartphone to go to blockchain.com, because they have easy links to the iPhone and Android stores where you can easily download the free blockchain app. You punch in a 4-digit security code and you are ready to go. Now, actually, you can punch in your email address too, which I recommend that you do. That way you always have a backup of your blockchain wallet in case your phone falls in a lake or something like that. Blockchain is probably the best web wallet out there, and it's totally free. So drop on by blockchain.com today. As we continue here with your calls and thoughts, basically to bring you up to speed, Mark, you've been telling us about a story involving a young man, Jamel Binion, who is 23 years old. His feelings were hurt, and rightfully so, by the fact that Shaquille O'Neal, his fancy basketball star, made fun of him. He posted a picture with this young man who has a very debilitative sort of terrible disease, ectodermal dysplasia. And he posted a picture of this young man, and then he posted a picture of himself right next to it, making a very, very silly face, attempting to imitate the face, the sort of natural face of this young man, which is
his natural face. So I've got a picture here of Jamal dressed up, and he doesn't look terribly abnormal that way. So what he was doing in the circumstances is he was showing off in some way or another, and I'm not sure what his intent was when he was doing it, but he was showing off his sort of teeth buds thing. So, the dude, when he cuts his hair and probably has some kind of, false teeth or whatever in and puts on a suit, doesn't look that unusual.
Well, either way, Shaq was making fun of the way he looked in this picture.
Indeed.
And he's not the most attractive of people, I don't think, in general, but it's not appropriate to do what Shaq did. However, I don't think it goes to the level of a lawsuit, and that's what Jamal did. He since sued Shaq, as well as a few other people who made fun of him on Twitter or wherever it was this was posted, Instagram. I don't even know where it was posted. But, my position on this is that, it's bad. It's tacky and tasteless, and Shaq, deserves to apologize and make himself try to make this guy whole with an apology, but I don't think money is necessary here, and I don't think that Shaq is obligated to these things. It's just the right thing to do to try to make things good with somebody, but $25,000, I'm sorry, your feelings, you don't have a right to not have your feelings hurt in life. I mean, I had people heckle me at the fair past, and somebody made fun of us for pitching Bitcoin out at the fair. That, that could have hurt me. Do I deserve money because somebody said something mean?
He said something mean to me. Hmm. And, there's also this thing, and this wave of people act in our society, some of them just kind of wait around to hit the lawsuit lottery, as it were. Oh, I hope I slip and fall in that store. If I saw a wet floor there, I'd hit the ground, or whatever it is that one does, and in order to be able to sue. And I think that this makes it harder on everybody when people think that this is the best way to solve a problem. You know what I could do in this circumstance? I could sue. And $25,000 isn't much for these celebrities. Mounting a defense, you're just trying to figure out the amount of money that you can ask them for that they don't have to, write a check for $25,000. I don't have to mount a defense, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Have
to hire
it's
an
gone.
Attorney.
Big deal. Likely the attorney is going to cost them $25,000 to defend.
I would bet it would. Let's go to the phones, get your thoughts here. Dana is on the line in Grand Rapids listening to WTKG. Your thoughts on, should somebody be able to sue because their feelings were hurt? Dana?
No, Ian, I'm with you, but I want to say something about what Mark just said. Mark, you made a really good point because if one of you guys would have did this, neither one of you, not that it's any of my business or that I know anything, but I'm guessing neither one of you individually or together are worth as much as Shaq. You think he would have come after you guys or me? Absolutely not. Right. He's going after the pockets. But now with that said, I agree. You don't have a right to not get your feelings hurt because you know what this is? This is the little kids. Everybody gets a trophy for showing up, not because you were the better team or you got into school, not because, like me, I'm a female or the color of one's skin, but because I really deserved that. I worked all through high school to get into a prestigious university like I just so happened to have. So I'm speaking now from, because this university I attended that I deserve to go to has a very prominent football team on the collegiate level in the United States. I'm going to speak from the both his wealth, celebrity, and from sports status. He is both a jock and wealthy and a celebrity. And at one time or another, all of these people think that they can get away with things that other people can't. And they usually do because they are either a jock, wealthy, or a celebrity. This guy is all three. Now, also remember, he just had conferred on him. I caught this story online when it first came out, before this lawsuit, when it first happened a few months ago. Mm. And I also caught the story prior to that when it was, I believe it is a PhD, a doctor of education, conferred on him. And I'm going to be honest, because he's a jock, and I've heard him talk, not just as a jock, but just in regular interviews, I was shocked, and the first thing I thought of is back at my university, these classes they put these jocks in so they can pull the seed to stay on the team. And while the rest of us are working our butts off getting A's in the really, really, really hard classes.
Yeah.
So I did think that about Shaq, but now I'm glad he did this in a sense, not because that third guy was hurt. I would never inflict pain on someone intentionally, but you know what it does? It shows who Shaq is, and this is a guy that just got a doctorate in education, not in like biophysics or nuclear energy.
This is not somebody who I would want to put in charge of a school of kids. I mean, he's making fun of people. Very, very juvenile. It sounds like he's never gotten out of grade school. Dana, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Well, this is just a taste of what Shaq's personality is like. I would have to say, look, everybody's taken that opportunity to be a bully. Mm-hmm. I would say there's very few people that have never done this. He's a grown man. There's no doubt about it. But hopefully he seems... more likely
he's 42.
Of the three. Yeah, I think he's my age.
Right.
More likely of the three at this point, because I haven't seen anything about them apologizing, that he has learned something from this lesson. I don't know what he's learned. Maybe he's learned that in my position, I can't post my real feelings on the internet. I don't know. But you know what? I'm prepared to give Shaq the benefit of the doubt. And I hope that, Jamal's fine and everything. But a lawsuit seems like too much to me.
Toll-free number.
Shaquille O'Neal's too big for his britches and needs to be taught a lesson?
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I think that it's free speech, and even though it's offensive, it's got to be protected. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free here and bring up anything you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive. All kinds of features are waiting for you on the website. Go to freetalklive.com. It's all free.
Hey, if you're looking to get survival training, check out Survival Training School of California. Now, survival training schools, they're not certified by any sort of central committee, so you never know what you're getting. There are actually knockoffs of Survival Training School of California, and the reason is because their head instructor, Thomas Coyne, he's world-renowned. People are coming from all over the planet. People come as much as 3,000 miles just for a weekend course. Ron Albucker, Director of Counseling and Psychological Services of the Vanden Center, Health Center at Stanford University, says the hands-on approach in which you, this is referring to the Survival Training School of California, share with your extensive knowledge and background on survival techniques, works for participants on every level. Thank you for sharing your knowledge and empowering our team. Actually, every branch of the U.S. service, the three branches of service, have trained with the Survival Training School of California, and the California Department of Justice, Ford Motors, students from all over the world, as I said. They've been featured on ABC, CBS, all foreign news, Men's Fitness, the Toronto Star. This is the premier organization for survival training. They've got a pocket knife only field training course that's going on in the very near future. Go to their website, californiasurvivaltraining.com, and check it out, because this is, if even if you just day hike, the fact is most of the rescues are of day hikers that have become lost or injured. And survival training, important for everybody. But maybe you just want to see if you're tough enough. They absolutely have something for you. It's CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com, and I'm going to give you the telephone number in case you you don't have it, in case you don't have computer access or whatever. 805-503-8861. CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com, 805-503-8861.
You know, it always amazes me how many people are not online. I mean, in our lifestyle, Mark, it's part of our business. We have to be online, and we're online constantly, whether through a computer in front of us or a smartphone connected. I mean, I'm never not online. At this studio, I have two internet connections. If one of them goes down, one of them will still be
up. You are ready.
I mean, it's even hard to imagine life without it, but I've actually been at the county fair for the last several days. That's where I was all day today, and you came out for a little bit. But I've been doing outreach to folks, and I've been outreaching about Bitcoin. Bitcoin, this decentralized currency that's an internet thing, right? You can't have Bitcoin if you don't have some sort of internet connection, basically.
And if you're going to find people that aren't online, the county fair is a good place
to
start.
It's a darn good place to, you know, there's a lot of people who, you know, their answer to a pitch on Bitcoin is basically, I don't have internet. I'm scared of internet. I hate internet. I don't want internet. You know, and like there's a large
can you play banjo on it
out in the woods who just don't have internet access. So, you know, I wonder what
I live out in the woods. I have internet access.
I wonder what the percentage is, though, of like people, rural people who don't have internet access versus, say, urban people who don't. I wonder if it's any different, you know, because I imagine there's still some poor people in cities that don't have internet access, too. So I'm not sure.
And perhaps some older people that just feel, I don't need this. You know, it's just an extra expense I'm not interested in.
Let's go to the phones here. You can take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Denny, listening in Charleston, West Virginia. We've been talking about Shaq, Shaquille O'Neal, making fun of a young man who has a condition. Shaq making a face to try to imitate him and basically make fun of him. Now the young man is suing Shaq for $25,000. Your thoughts are welcome. Denny, go ahead.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead now.
Okay. I was just basically calling in. I was concerned about that. I had read about the story a couple months ago. This new thing of him popping up trying to sue him, that's happened recently, obviously. If you actually look up a couple of videos online, I think a local news source actually went and spoke to him. They have him on camera talking about how he appreciated him calling him and saying everything was okay. What makes me think is that some hotshot lawyer out there has pretty much picked up on the story and thought, I can make some money off of this. You know, like this, I can get some money out of this deal. Shaq's got a lot of money. So
I don't know how he got. I don't know how he got from here to lawyer, but I kind of, you know, or maybe some relative said, man, you're crazy not to do something with this. You've got an opportunity here. You can sue. You know, so what if Shaq called you? You got your telephone call. Now you can get some money too. Why not? You know, I mean, has Shaq called you back? You know, that kind of thing. I wonder if a relative got to him or whether a lawyer got a hold of him. Because I don't think a lawyer should not ethically be calling him first.
Like, why not?
I don't believe
lawyers
they can.
Do it all the time. When you get arrested for DUI or you get some sort of traffic charge, you'll start getting mailings from lawyers pitching you on their services, and that's because the government sells lawyers your name and address information when you get arrested. They give it up, or at least they're checking the police logs or something like that, whatever they're doing. I've seen lawyers pitching people all the time who've been...
I'm sure there's some lawyer listening and that'll know the specifics of what one can do.
So, Denny, so do you feel like anybody should be able to sue for hurt feelings?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, absolutely
you
not.
Do.
Sorry.
Oh, absolutely not.
No, I do not think so, no.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to find anyone who does think that one should be able to sue for hurt feelings, but I believe those people are out there, and I would like to talk to them.
Well, there are people that will say, look, if you've got enough money and you mess up, you just owe people. Like, if you've got enough
money,
you owe it to the rest of us to give it away. And there are a lot of people that just hate other people for their success. Shaquille O'Neal was born with God-given abilities to, you know, be tall and be reasonably athletic, and then he was able to enterprise on those with the skill and training to become one of the greatest basketball players of his time. And he doesn't owe anybody based on that.
Denny,
he did build that.
Denny, any final thoughts? Go ahead.
Honestly, when it comes right down to it, there are two things. One, he's a doctor of dunk. That's what he's the doctor of. And two, surprised no one's made that joke once already. And two, for somebody who's been affected by this disease his entire life, you would think that he would have a little bit tougher skin. Not to say that does make him an easier target. People get made fun of constantly. I'm a huge nerd. I get made fun of all the time. But I'm 23 years old. I became an adult, and I put up with it.
So I'm with you.
Because he has a lot of money, he's become, honestly, I think Shaq's the target here when it comes down to it.
Well, apparently the rapper guy, Waka, what's his name? Waka Waka? Or
Waka, I don't know. I'm going to get it
Waka,
wrong
Waka,
if I say
Flame.
Waka Waka Flame?
Yeah.
Or Waka Flocka Flame. Gotcha. I'm going to have to go look for that guy's music. I bet it's excellent. Thanks for the call, Denny. Appreciate it. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
So here's what Jamal should have done, is when Shaq shared that picture, he should have said, is that the face you make when you miss a free throw? Shaq is famous for missing free throws. Like, just can't hit them. Rocks, bam,
Daniel
plunk,
is
wham.
With us. He's in Norfolk listening to WNIS. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how you doing?
What's in your mind tonight?
Well, I haven't followed the story, but listening to you guys talk about it, I don't agree with either one of you.
Okay.
I think that Shaq is free to say whatever he wants. You know, he has freedom of speech. What he doesn't have is he doesn't have freedom from speech, which means that whatever he says, he's liable for. And on the other hand, I think that the guy who's suing him is free to do that. The function of the law is to protect each of us individually. It's an individual right issue for me, and that's how I come down on that.
I'm a little confused about what you're saying, though. I mean, if the government is supposed to protect our rights, one of the rights is free speech, right? So people should be free to make fun of others, and if it hurts your feelings, that's not real damage, is it? I mean, that's not something that you should owe money for. Is it?
Well, hold on. Okay, but you're making – all right, so that's actually 2 points. The first one is, yes, the government, you are free to say whatever you want. However, what you are free from is persecution by the government, specifically crime.
Well, this
is not a crime.
They're using the judicial system. It isn't a crime. That's correct. But do you think I should be held liable right now for saying Shaquille O'Neal's a bad free throw shooter?
Hold on, Daniel.
I mean,
we'll
that
bring
could affect
back.
His future career.
Daniel, we'll bring you back. If you want to continue, we'd love to continue the discussion with you here in moments on Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 855-453.
Crashed. The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000.
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. 404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You, of course, can bring up anything that you want. We're talking about hurt feelings right now. And, you know, it's never fun when somebody makes fun of another individual, whether it's they're making fun of them for the way their face looks, their voice, their body type, you know, whatever it is that's offensive. It's not cool. It's not cool to do that. And Shaquille O'Neal should know better at age 42 to make faces and try to imitate somebody who has a debilitating disease in a way that will cause derision towards that individual. That's what we're talking about here. He apparently posted some sort of picture of himself, Shaquille, online, basically trying to imitate a young man in his early 20s who has a terrible, you know, unusual disease or disorder. And now he's being sued. Now Shaquille is being sued. So, of course, I don't think that Shaquille should be sued for this. I think that it's something that needs to be ironed out in the marketplace. And one of our Facebook comments on this question, Mark, that you'd asked on our Facebook page is, how much should Dr. Shaq have to pay for making fun of this man? As one of the commenters points out here that in terms of cash money, nothing. If he pays in terms of fans lost, that is the decision of the individual fans. And to me, that is, you know, that's how the market can handle something like this. If, you know, if Shaquille O'Neal's ranking goes down in the minds of people who had previously thought highly of him, then that's some damage that, you know, it's going to be difficult for him to undo.
Think of Lindsay Lohan and how she was, you know, this amazing rising starlet, and then her behavior at some point or another, you know, just turned the corner to unacceptable, and now she's an object of ridicule. Britney Spears at one point had to deal with that sort of thing, too.
Daniel is back with us here. We're going to get back to his call and your thoughts as well, but in Norfolk. And I wanted to make sure you had time to get your thoughts out, Daniel. Can you kind of recap what you were saying earlier for our listeners just tuning in?
Right. So my point is that on any one of these questions, I take an individual right stance, and that is that Shaquille has the right to say what he said, and the guy who's suing him has the right to sue him. And the reason, and I can talk about both of those, but I think that, so the freedom of speech, specifically guaranteed by the First Amendment, was really targeted at political speech, and it was targeted at individual persecution for government speech. In other words, they can't come and lock you up because you say something about the king or the president or a legislature.
These things are absolutely true.
However, tort is not the same thing.
Indeed.
In its truest form, if it's not perverted, the function of the law is to protect one individual from another so that we do not interfere with our own individual rights. And that's why this guy has the right to sue. Now,
he has the right to sue, but the judge has the right to kick the suit out right in the first hearing for lack of standing because no one has had their rights violated in this case.
Well, so
there's no damage.
So how about along the same lines? And here's what I would say. It's not about hurt feelings. It's about did actual damage occur? And what I mean by that is he has to prove in a defamation suit that actual damage occurred. And then what is the cash value of that damage? In other words, if he can't go outside of his home and go to work for a month because not because of hurt feelings, but because basically now he gets harassed because of the capability Shaq has to damage. If I say something about this guy, I got no capability to damage. It's me and him, right? But Shaq's out there with thousands of people who follow him, and he has a larger capability to do damage to this guy. If he can't walk out of his house, he can't go to work, and he's out of work for a month until he can finally show his face again, then he should be paid for a month's worth of work.
Well, okay, so
that may or may not be true, but at this point there's no allegation that he's lost work over it. It's just sort of standing in his community is the
even
the
if
claim.
He has, I think it's ridiculous. I mean, there's plenty of talk show hosts who critique politicians on a regular basis. If a politician loses an election,
if I say Joe Biden's ugly, and I've got a lot of people that are listening to me right now, more than 100,000 people are likely listening to this to you and I yickety yak at this moment in time. And if I say Joe Biden's ugly, do I owe him money?
No, you have to prove actual harm. How is he harmed by what you said? It's like libel.
What if he loses his next election?
He's going to lose his next election. He couldn't get elected out of a brown paper bag. He could have decided it's my fault.
I'm
reasonably certain I got a Florida governor, knocked out of office at the very least. I'm just that vain.
well, hopefully you didn't violate any of the campaign finance or the recent laws that they passed as far as how close you can.
I hate those laws. I have no idea what those laws are, but I know that they're infringement on my right to speech.
I mean, if somebody like Shaq with this influence that you're talking about says something or does something that's offensive, and other people mimic Shaq as a result.
Aren't those people responsible for their actions individually from a right standpoint?
Well, and also, it sounds like what you're saying is people who are more influential should not say things that they don't feel like they should, or they shouldn't say things that could be deemed offensive because then they'll be sued. That's kind of a chilling effect on free speech, isn't it?
No, what I said was, okay, but you keep using the word free speech. Free speech means you're not going to get charged by the government for a crime for what you say.
That's what the First Amendment is. That's not what free speech is.
Well, typically when you say free speech, people are talking about the guarantees under the Constitution and your freedom.
I believe that
you
are free to say things that are offensive because you have the right to speech. You have vocal cords and you have a mind.
Now,
I don't believe the government gives rights. I believe that the government was allegedly here to protect rights, but it has failed at that miserably, and that this case is evidence of that.
Well, Daniel, you do have free speech to say whatever you want, but only on your private property, right? So you can't come on the airwaves with us and start dropping the F-bomb, or we're going to hit the dump button, and you know that's going to be the end of your call, because you don't have free speech here. Now, generally, our topic range is fairly open. We'll let you call in about pretty much anything, as long as you stay without, you know, using the seven dirty words or whatever. So free speech doesn't exist on private property, and I think on that much we probably would agree. But if you're on your own private property and you want to say all kinds of horrific things about people, whether they're popular or not, you should be able to do that, and you shouldn't be able to be held liable for simply saying something about another person.
Well, that depends on whether you actually cause harm, okay? So just like slander, just like libel.
I don't think words can cause harm. That's what I'm saying. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. I learned that in grade school, and I think it still applies today. And I thank you, Daniel, for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Do words cause harm? I mean,
I disagree on this, because you'll say that there's no such thing as defamation. You'll say there's no such thing as slander. You'll say there's no such thing as libel. I disagree. I believe that there's something that, you know, if I go get on the air right now and say Daniel, who just called in, is a doctor, and I say Daniel, when his patients are out, he diddles them, mm-hmm. you know, or something ridiculous like that, completely unfounded, and just say it for no reason.
I don't think that's a crime.
I'm not saying it's a crime, but if it causes somebody not to go to him as a doctor who was going to go, hey, don't go to him.
Buyer beware. A buyer should check out claims, and if you just want to believe somebody making a claim on the radio or making a claim on the internet or in a magazine or newspaper article somewhere, then shame on you.
Shame on you. Shame on me for saying things that aren't true.
Right. Well, you shouldn't say things that aren't true, but the proper way to respond to speech.
When you don't hold people responsible for the things that they say, they will say things that are untrue.
You should
because
be able to
people
hold them
are a bunch of lying thieves. I'm sorry.
Hold them responsible by using more speech, not using the law and
what
the
am
courts.
I going to say? Nuh-uh, I don't diddle people when they're out and conscious
of
my health.
You'll say, prove it, buddy. That's ridiculous, and you have no evidence.
Prove it's the first thing that anybody says who's done it.
What are you talking
Sorry,
about?
That's what they say. Prove it.
Well, you can if you're so bothered by it, that's how you can respond to it. Otherwise, you can ignore it because it's just some other jackball, you know, insulting people on the internet. I've got all kinds of people saying, libelous, slanderous things about me on the internet. I don't care.
You're a talk show host. All news is good news for you, buddy.
Well, that's not necessarily true. I mean, there's been some nasty things said about me. I've just got better things to do with my time than chase people down over the things they say.
That doesn't mean that I don't have the right to. If somebody says something, they...
Oh, man up. Let's continue here with more calls and
now
thoughts.
I'm a girl.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Brian in Madison. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Brian.
Hey, I was wondering, did you hear about the Jesse Ventura winning his lawsuit regarding what somebody wrote about him in a recent book?
Yeah, Jesse Ventura won a lawsuit against a dead Navy SEAL against his estate, and it was a rather sizable.
One point something million, right?
Yeah, it was quite a bit that he got out of the deal. So.
1.8. 1.8 million. You know what, Brian? I don't know much about it, but if you want to tell us, we'd love to have you hang on through the news. Right. Can you do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, cool. Hang on. More with Brian calling from Madison, Wisconsin. Your calls are welcome about whatever's on your mind. What about bathrooms? There's something else that everybody can relate to. Gender-open bathrooms. We'll tell you about it. One university is proposing it. What does it mean, and would you feel comfortable with it? It's Free Talk Live.
When leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell, there's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot. Or quick-click strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get first-quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry, these deals end Tuesday.
I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
The human body is extraordinary. despite all the stresses we inflict upon it. If Dill works hard to stay in balance, thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.